This is The Download, 720 WGN. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. I'm good enough, strong enough, doggone it. I'm resigning from the Senate. Al Franken, the former SNL writer slash performer slash satirical book author and now slash Minnesota senator, resigned his post after allegations of sexual misconduct surfaced over the past month. This also after Democrats spoke out and asked for his resignation in droves. But don't pat yourself on the back just yet, Dems. It was politically convenient to take a stand because a Democratic governor in Minnesota appoints his replacement. In the case of Roy Moore in Alabama, if Republicans tell him to get out of the race, then they automatically lose that seat to Democrats. Something tells me if that were the case with Franken, Dems would be much more about atonement in their tweets rather than banishment. But regardless, Republicans everywhere are loving watching Franken's demise because he's been such a beloved liberal even before he went to the Senate. In a much weirder moment, Arizona Congressman Trent Franks resigned for alleged sexual misconduct, in which in this case amounted to asking some of his female staffers if they would have his baby. He's apparently looking for a surrogate, so he asked women who he worked for in Congress if they'd be up for it. You know, hey, can you file this paperwork? Can you carry my baby? I'm sorry. Can I trouble you for a coffee run? Which one doesn't fit there? Wow. In other news, Senate cleared the spending bill and averted a government shutdown. Yay! Let's see what they did here. They came up with a comprehensive plan to table the plan for 2 weeks. Oh, got it. Another legislative accomplishment, though. Want to write it down. That's a win. It's a two-week win. Closer to home, former police superintendent Gary McCarthy is said to be interested in running for mayor. He's hiring fundraisers now. McCarthy was famously fired by Mayor Emanuel after the Laquan McDonald tape was released. Yeah, that won't come up in the campaign, right? So really looking forward to those two measuring each other up, huh, through campaign ads about who messed up more on the Laquan McDonald stuff. McCarthy can run all he wants, but he's got a long way to go with the African-American community here in town, whose leaders came forward and wanted him ousted even before the McDonald shooting. So something to watch. CPS Chief Forrest Claypool's in hot water after an inspector general told the Chicago Public School Board that Claypool should be terminated for his cover-up and lying over an ethics issue involving a friend and a law firm. I guess the law firm fired his friend, and then he hired his friend, and he put his friend in charge of the law firm that works with the schools. I feel like I messed that up, right? But I think I got it, right? I got it? It makes sense? Or no? It doesn't make sense to me, but I think I got it. But point being, the IG says that CPS had six different lawyers say it was a bad idea, and Claypool found a seventh, another friend, to say, yeah, I guess it's okay, and then tried to cover up that the other six had differing opinions. It's not as saucy as, say, oh, will you carry my baby? But it is a scandal, and it's a guy who runs the schools, and what message are we sending to our kids? He's saying, tell the truth, but if it doesn't work for you, the truth, keep trying to find someone else to back you up while covering it up while lying to an inspector general twice. It's just not a good motto to put on the front of the school door, right? Stay in school is much better and shorter. Hezbollah is calling for an anti-U.S. protest in Palestine and other Middle Eastern countries. It has been a while since we've seen the mass protest burning the American flag footage splattered all over the cable news channels. So have at it. B-roll cameramen are just like freaking out. They're like, finally, yes. Let's get some new B-roll, right? So get ready for that for the next 6 months. A tourist couple decided to take Lower Wacker along Columbus to get to their hotel, and they were robbed at knife point. Is that how you say it? Knife point? Is it the right? Yeah. They lost thousands of dollars in computers, luggage, and an engagement ring. I'll bet the cops will find that stuff. But man, I avoid walking on Lower Wacker during the day. Can you imagine walking through there at 2 a.m. in a serious cold? Has anyone else seen Batman? Don't go down there. And it was all because GPS told him it was the best route. Between this and always wanting to take me on the expressway, GPS is becoming persona non grata, right? When reached for comment, GPS was like, take 290. No, I'm asking rerouting. No, I want to ask it, make U-turn. Rideshare companies have announced their top destinations of 2017. Uber says Wrigley Field was the top spot for rides. Second place, the restaurant just out of walking distance. That one that you apologize to the driver for? I'm sorry, I'm just going four blocks. The Mars rover captured an image of a strange sphere that has conspiracy theorists calling it a cannonball left over from the Great Martian War. Yep. They say it's a sign of extraterrestrial life, where NASA says it's just a round rock. So you can see how there's a lot of gray area in between. Sure. Scientists are excited over new robot news. I guess they're having breakthroughs in teaching robots to see their future. This would help with understanding consequences and possibly understanding cause and effect. They tried it on one robot who looked at his future and then got super depressed. I end up in middle management. I'm going to order a pizza. In weather, it's too cold. In sports, the Bulls, Blackhawks, and the Bears are a combined 0 and 20. The last 20. 20. What is this, the mid-70s? The season ended today. The Bears would get the 6th pick in next year's draft. So there's still some work to do in these last four games to make that a top five or maybe even a top three pick. So we got to get back to the practice room and really focus on losing out, guys. Let's do that. Lose it out. This weekend is the winter meetings in Orlando. Cubs got to jump on the deals by signing Rockies starting pitcher Tyler Chatwood for more than a little $12 million a year. It's not bad at all. Less than that. Which by starting pitching is a steal. Chapman had an okay year last year, but he has 2 Tommy John surgeries in his young career. But Tyler Chatwood is a cool name. He gets a little success here. I could see a nice little barbecue place in Schaumburg, Chatwood's. Right? I'd go. There you go. And finally tonight, this weekend, the T-Box Pub Crawl takes over Wrigleyville. Here's what you do. You dress up like Elf or Cousin Randy from Christmas Vacation, and you act like you do after seeing a Cubs game. Stand in line, drink dumb liquor, and pee on condos. And now it's a tradition. That's my favorite part. I won't be there. Well, that's the carryout for December 7, 2017. Hey, we have a new candy cane flavor for our chicken wings. It's cayenne peppermint. It's not good, but it's festive. All right, coming up, Gary Oldman, actor, star of Darkest Hour, where he gets to play Winston Churchill. We'll talk about his career and playing this role. Also, Terry Bores, the longtime sports talk show host over at The Score, his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. It's a download tonight. Stay with us.